Well, it's a Merry Christmas, everybody. Even though Christmas is gone, we got a new year coming up, but it's still Christmas because if you took your lights down right after Christmas was over with, something is wrong with you. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, Josh Toftness today. Big league fishing this wonderful morning. I'm still in the Christmas spirit. How about
you? We did. Ours is gone. They're in the attic.
Well, you're a communist then. Unbelievable.
I wouldn't go that far.
You're a communist if you took your stuff down. How can you do that?
It was in the way. We're getting ready to go on a cruise. I had to have it all put up.
Hold it. When are you going on your cruise?
In a week.
In 1 week. Josh, is your stuff still up?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I seen his Grinch thing out on the front.
No, no, yeah. He's still got his lights up, though, right?
Everything is still up.
And you still turn them on until New Year's?
I don't turn them on because I'm trying to save money. Another electric.
But working with two dead-gum communists today. That is just wrong. They're up at the Flynn house because we're still in the Christmas month.
That's all. They'll be on New Year's Eve, but that's it. That's
the last time. But you did keep them up, and you will turn them on. And you took yours all the way down.
Ours is down.
What's wrong with you?
It's my wife. I come in, it was all backed up in the middle.
That's it, yeah. She listened to the show. Rita, he's blaming it all on
her. She did it.
Gee, many Christmas. Hey, we hope you had a good Christmas. Today's a good time. We got a special guest coming on.
Yes, we do. I'm excited to talk about this guy.
Well, I'm not that excited.
We've been friends a long time.
He's kind of a pain in the butt. You know, we have him. His name is Marty Stone. There's a little show on TV called Major League Fishing.
Yeah, and he's...
He's kind of the baby. He put it together, and he's kind of the
MC. And everything else.
And then the biggest investor, and he owns it and all that kind of junk. But he really thinks he's kind of a big deal, you know?
He is. He does good.
He's got the same kind of hair. He gets on, shouldn't I?
He's the one guy I've got more hair than.
A cue ball got more hair than Marty Stone got. But he's, you know, we're going to have him on because...
I'm excited because that show's coming back on.
Are you kidding me?
The fishing shows are coming back on.
When do they start?
January the 6th. I was going to announce that. So, I mean, that's here.
Good. I can't wait for him to come.
Cold outside and we can't go fishing. At least we can watch it.
Well, it's going up to 30 this week.
Is it? Buddy, I've worked out in it every day. I am froze. I'm a popsicle.
Hey, you know
right
what
now.
It's going to be in Somerset tomorrow? Look at Josh over. He's just kicking back in his new chair. And he wants us to notice it, too. I mean, the other day, he looked like he was an Indian on the floor sitting cross-legged.
All we saw was his back.
Can I say that anymore? Is that a...
Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, that's the way they sat in the movies, so I figured that's not a... It's hard to know what you can say. But look at him. He's bouncing around today like a young kid.
Spinning, isn't he?
Santa Claus brought you that chair, didn't he?
Absolutely.
I like it.
Saw it underneath the tree before Christmas, and I was begging to get into it. But
I thought you were going to break it out last week.
Yeah, I was about to, but I had to wait. And you best believe I put it together on Christmas Day and had it ready to go.
What'd you get for Christmas? Did you get anything nice?
I did. I really did. Normally, Olga and I don't do a whole lot of big stuff, but... Mm-hmm. This year, she surprised me with something. I got her some, you know, workout stuff and went to J&H and took care of her from J&H. And I'll be dadgum if she didn't go talk to Santa and he said I was a pretty good boy. I got me for my office a Bose radio.
Oh, they are nice.
Dude, it is unbelievable. I am... Everybody comes to my room now and checks out the Bose radio. I mean,
that's cool.
It's unbelievable how good it is.
That's kind of like, you know what I got? I got two things. I got a lot of gift certificates from Sportsman Warehouse. So I'm going to Sportsman Warehouse within the next week. But the main thing my wife got me was a speaker bar, like Josh was telling me about.
For your TV?
Yeah, for my TV. I went home and told her about it, and she plugged it up. It's got a little subwoofer box.
How long have we been telling him that, Josh?
It's nice, isn't
it? It's awesome. Yeah. And it also Bluetooth to my phone. I can play music through my phone to it and everything.
Whoa. The speaker bar will do that?
Yes, it for real.
Mine will.
Man,
why will mine not? Mine might. You don't know.
You're behind in the times,
I'm not. Maybe I'm right there with it.
And I turned on the TV and I was trying to find a movie, you know, because I had it loud and the walls were shaking. And the first movie I come across was Forrest Gump. And it was during the army scene where they're doing all the shooting.
Yeah.
I got to find Bubba. But it was pretty neat. Them bullets was a flying over my head. It was neat.
Wow. Yeah, we got one when we first got our TV, and it really makes a big difference.
It does. It sure
I couldn't talk my wife into it first. She said, it doesn't make any difference. And now, first thing she'll turn on, make sure you got it. And tomorrow, I will probably be in front of that bad boy watching.
We got some big ball
games. Today's Thursday as we tape, so that will be on Friday. A lot of pretty good games going on.
Yeah, we got one, you know, kind of okay game going on at noon.
Is it at noon? Is that when it is?
Yeah.
Oh, noon. So it'd be busy downtown then.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they won. I'm just going to act like they won because I think they
both
did.
Of them?
Both of them.
Boy, oh, boy.
The Cats, football in a close one, but the basketball is going to win by
You are such a front runner.
Eight.
You are such a front runner. I hope they do, too. I mean, you can't be born and raised here. And reminds me, when I get to my grumpy old man rant today, it's going to tick off both of y'all. Y'all
really?
Going to feel my pain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can kind of feel a vibration right now.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's bad. But, hey, I'm excited, too, because Marty's going to come on. And as you said, they were on the outdoor station or outdoor channel. I think they were maybe the number one rated show on there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now they're going to be on CBS. Which they were last year. Mm-hmm. They got such good ratings that I think they're going to renew them again
before
next year.
Before the golf, I think.
Right before the golf on Saturday.
And the only thing, it's only an hour show, and they cut quite a bit of it out. But really, the two-hour show was a lot better, in my opinion.
I like the two-hour, too.
Because it's 2 hours of fishing.
That's right. and to their credit, they didn't show a lot of commercials and a lot of talking. They had mostly fishing.
Yeah. They had one in the boat already. It didn't show them what they were going through and how.
Well, we'll talk to him about that today and see what his thoughts are on it.
If he won't lie to us, he's liable to lie to us.
He's a fisherman, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Something crawled up my throat.
You got
All
it,
All right,
man.
When we come back, we're going to call our good buddy Marty Stone from Major League Fishing, Keith's buddy, and so we're going to let Keith do all the interview. I'm going to sit back and just relax. I'm on the couch here in the Toughness Studios just outside of Burbank. Just a wonderful, wonderful place to be. We got a chance to see Josh's wonderful family who invites us in every day to do this. And little Keith Douglas was sitting out there, didn't cry today for the first time since we walked in the door because it was food time. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network. I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn for J&H Outdoors, your headquarters for top quality tents, backpacks, and sleeping bags. New arrivals of climbing harnesses, ropes, and climbing shoes. Kayaks and canoes from Hobie, Piranha, and Old Town. And you have to see the footwear from Vibram Five Fingers, Chaco, and Merrill Barefoot. J&H Outdoor Store. Moore Drive just off Nicholasville Road. Turn between Raising Cane's and Wendy's. J&H Outdoor Store.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go. Pull the P-Roll down the bio.
Man, oh, man, we hope you're having as much fun as we are. It is cold outside, but this is Big League Fishing, and Keith and I are having a blast. We got a producer today with a new chair, so he thinks that...
He's just cocky today.
He's very cocky today, swiveling around over there like he'd be a something. Anyway, welcome. We hope you had a Merry Christmas, because we did. We've been talking a little bit about some of our Christmas presents, but we have a very special guest today, and... you want to introduce him? You want me to introduce
sure,
him?
Sure, I'll introduce him.
Go ahead. You introduce him.
This guy is a good fisherman, a great friend of mine.
Oh, wait, hold on. No. This is a show where you do it with class and truthfulness.
Integrity.
Integrity. Start all over. Go ahead.
This guy is a great friend of mine, Mr. Marty Stone, Major League Fishing. How's that?
That's a lie, because neither one of y'all got that many friends.
That's the truth, but we act like we like each other, so it makes it good.
Oh, our buddy Marty.
You know what? Back in one or two of those days, I actually was a decent fisherman. I got a little resume to prove, but now, Doug, I'll put my little resume against your fishing resume any day.
Oh, whoa. See, we just wondered. I wondered, what would it take to get that little burr under you to get you going?
You might have some credibility in a baseball field, but the bass boat, we're still debating it.
Yeah, we are. We're hoping that we're going to come down. I know we keep saying that, but it's been kind of a goofy year up here in Lexington with a lot of stuff going on. But I promise you, we're going to make this happen sooner than later. You and me in the bass boat.
Is that like a promise or a threat?
I think it's more than a threat. It's more of a threat.
So we're going to have a little wager going on, too.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Then we have to. It's like Swindle myself used to say all the time. I needed to know the rules because some days it was all about size, and other days he said, "Boys, it's about eyeballs and buttholes."
And you will know at the end of the day what the rules are. We won't lay them out at the beginning, of course. We're with our buddy Marty Stone with Major League Fishing, and I got to tell you, partner, it's the best fishing show on TV, and the success you are having is phenomenal. And I can't wait for 2018 to get here. You got to be so pumped.
Doug, I am excited. I'm excited at the fact that we somehow or another pulled this thing off and it's come together and it's starting to come full circle. But more importantly than that, man, it's amazing to see the feedback from the fans. And it's amazing to watch the guys really buy into it. I mean, they were good at the beginning, but now it means something. I mean, now we've got cuts. Now we got people going home. Now we're starting to fish for some money. I mean, now it's just a lot of really, really good things. And the guys are what's making it. I mean, it's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, they get after it every day. And the pace and the volume and what they do in that time frame, I just sit back and I'm glad I'm not having to do it because I couldn't keep up. They remind me every show why I retired.
Oh. Well, no, you were an outstanding fisherman, and
I had 2 months in my life. That's what I tell everybody.
Hey, well, it's like Ron Swoboda said. A lot of people have a career. He had a catch.
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, Bucky Dent had a hit, a home run.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you did it and you were out there with it. The thing that amazes me, though, Marty, is when I see these guys and they talk about the nerves that are involved that they never had when they were fishing or as they do fish competitively on FLW or BASS, whatever it is, they got more nerves in this than they ever had in those events.
Well, think about this. Now, these guys are anywhere between 10 years and 25 years into the career, and they've always fished under this format. Let's go out. We fish all day. It's nice. It's not relaxed, but we're still getting after it. But at the end of the day, I've just got to catch five and bring it. That's completely thrown out the window. Five's not going to get you nothing but butt last. And while you're taking that beating, you get to hear the score tracker go off time and time and time and time again. And they've started to figure it out. If I'm around you as a fisherman, that's a good thing. And I have some of the guys that are being in the bottom of the field for that particular day, and they go, "Hey, man, we didn't see that much that day." I said, "You never were relative." That's one word they never want to hear.
Wow.
Because if they're not relative, they're not part of the story. And so they've never had this kind of pressure instantaneously put on them where they know the score at all points in time.
The thing that tickles me is always the leader. You know, they have six, seven, and here's what they say. "Man, I got to keep catching them because they're going to catch them behind me." If you notice that, everyone, "I got to keep catching. I got the lead now. I got to keep catching them because these guys are going to catch them."
Well, you know what? They're getting really good at. They actually watch the shows now, which is scary.
Yeah.
I'll get a text in the middle of the night. "Can't believe you said that about me." And it'll be some weird day. And then I have to just ignore it for a while. But they understand now that most of these runs that the leaders are getting on, like the guy that's leading the first period, the statistics are like 25% that he's going to actually win the round. They get it. They know that whatever they're doing really well right now, it's not going to carry them all the way through. And it's made some of these guys actually better fishermen. I look at a guy like Gary Klein. Gary, well, bless his heart, love him to death. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world. But he's very slow, meticulous, methodical. Gary Klein has had to find 3 more gears, and he has. And it's helped him in his overall fishing as well. And it has literally changed the way people view the sport now.
Well, you know, it used to be when they say, "Doug, what do you like to do for a hobby?" "Well, I like to go fish." That's an old man's game. No longer that. I mean, you got to get out there and get after it, don't you?
Yeah.
You really do. I mean, these guys are athletes in their own sense of the word. I've been fortunate. I've had about every type of major league athlete in the boat with me. And when they get done at the end of the day, they're like, "You do this how many days a year? How many hours a day?" You know, think about it, Doug, and we'll put it in the baseball terminology. You're putting a pitcher on the shelf after 110, 120 pitches.
Yep.
I hadn't even got warmed up in a day. You know, normally in a day's time, they're 15 to 2,000 casts, and there's a lot of similarities between a cast and a baseball pitch.
Yeah. Is that about right? 1,500 to 2,000? Is that?
Yeah, it depends on, you know,
what you're doing.
Yeah, if you're a guy like Gary Klein, you're at 1,500. If you're Van Damme, you're probably at 2,300. So wow. The average is out somewhere in there. And you think, you know, a pitcher at 110 pitches, he's getting 5 days rest. Well, we haven't got warmed up, and we're doing it every day, 200 days out of the year. So it explains why these guys have so many shoulder surgeries, wrist surgeries, yeah. back surgeries, things like that.
But the fun, neat thing is we love every minute of it.
I know.
You
know,
I can't wait till tomorrow.
Well, you, and, you know, this
it's
was
a drug.
You know, you were so successful. You're on the Outdoors channel, for, and people were just clamming. They just wanted to see it. And now, last year, little move, maybe a little risky, went CBS, yep. going to put you on yep. before the pro golf, but evidently it was so popular, which it is around here.
Oh,
of course,
gosh, yeah.
You're going to be doing that again. Explain to me, how do you feel now? That was a huge move and a gutsy move on your part.
Scared out of my ever-loving mind. You ever been on CBS and had your friend and family watching? Oh, my God. Now, it was they come to us and said, you know, we think this might be a fit. And so we went after it and we did it. But we got the most hate mail for that.
Really?
And the hate mail we got, it was so cool. Because our avid viewers, they hated us because we were on Outdoor Channel. And now they had to go to CBS to find us. And they hated us. Because it was a one-hour show and not a two-hour show.
Right. Well, tell me about that.
But it was a – so what we had to do, we had to bring it to mainstream media, and mainstream media wasn't quite ready for a two-hour show with us. So we had to change up the format, and we're calling it our World Championship. We're taking the best 12 for the season, and I promise you it matters to these guys now. Putting it on CBS, tweaking the formula in the way we do it just a little, not much. And then it really produced a good show. We had some great lakes on there. Our ratings were well. We drew a 0.5, and that's unheard of all the way through the 4th of July. That's about 600,000 to 800,000 viewers per episode.
Wow.
But we took it on the chin. Our avid fan that was ready for us to be on the Outdoor Channel, that got used to seeing us there, got used to a two-hour show, they were furious. They were like, how dare you leave the Southern Baptist Church and go over there and hang out with the Methodists? And so we almost had a religious war, but it was good. We rated well enough that we're going to do it again this year.
Awesome.
We're going to film it in February, so it'll probably air second quarter again on CBS. That's and we're awesome. Not talking about CBS Sports. We're talking about mainstream
exactly.
CBS. But no, I had to have two full-time producers in the boat with me then.
Well, you know, the thing, there's so many reasons to like the show, but we've talked before about this. It's not about those of you that host. It's not about the sponsors, although it is.
Yep.
But you're watching guys fish. That's yep. what people want to see.
Yeah, it was original concept, isn't it? Watching a guy actually catch a fish with intelligence. I can't believe it took us 40-some years in this sport to figure that one out. And you don't have to listen to the analysts talk about it all day. There's another original thought.
Oh,
you
know, when we
started this thing, we made sure that it was all about the fish and the fishermen, because they are the talent.
Mm-hmm.
They are absolutely the talent, and the people just – they need that. They want that knowledge. They absorb that knowledge. And we get other mail, too. They're not talking the technique enough. And we get on the guys all the time. Look, when you catch a fish, you've got to talk about what you did, how you did it, and everything else. And they're such in the middle of the competition, we can't get them slowed down enough to even give a good sponsor plug, unless you're Iaconelli. Now, yeah. He's going to give you something every time. He's a walking infomercial, I guess. But, you know, when you got people sending in and wanting that deeper stuff, that just shows you how truly engaged they are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a neat place.
Yeah, it's such a neat point. In fact, around town here, there's a little tackle shop. They have the same type format now, don't they, Doug? And then
yep.
I think Fishermen is going to something like that.
They are.
And a thing. So, I mean, it's you.
And it's caught on.
It's growing.
Trust me, we're selling the app, so we see it. But and we're in shows, and they're like, hey, man, we just changed our club format to Major League Fish, and the old-timers hate every second of it. And the younger anglers are digging it. Like, man, I can go out there and catch 50 fish now. Mm. We're literally selling the app that you download on the phone, and the whole club can run the tournament like that. And it's good for the fisheries. It really
is
good
for
the fisheries.
Well, can we see less of you and more of Shelly? Is that going to be able to work?
Boy, that's a broken record like that. I'm telling you, my buddies now, when they send in the email, they're signing their names. They're not high school anymore. And, you know, I'm part owner, so I get it. I understand. Right. That brings better ratings and more revenue. And she's one of the most incredible people I've ever been around.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to keep you just a little bit more. Hold that thought. We got Marty Stone here from Major League Fishing. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment.
This is Boudreaux Mint from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hey, this is former Cincinnati Red Doug Flynn and my pro fishing buddy Keith Munson. Hey, Keith, it's the winter time, but if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse, if you want to stay warm, if you want to fish, if you want to hike, or if you want to shoot or hunt, they got everything in the world.
Everything, absolutely everything you need. From fishing, hunting, keeping your feet and your toes warm, your nose warm.
Hey, that's important too.
Guys, you're forgetting about camping.
Oh, that's right. We got the camper extraordinaire, Mr. Josh Stoffness.
That's true.
Who got suited up pretty good. Hey, Josh, can you camp in this type of weather?
Absolutely, if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's just tell you this. If you're looking for the very best in quality and everything you could absolutely want when it comes to fishing, hunting, or just recreation, go see our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse. Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful day because we are. We're with our good buddy Marty Stone from Major League Fishing. Now, let's get back to something important. Less of Marty and more of Shelly. Where were we?
Well, right there with everybody signing emails, and I'm in complete agreement with it, actually. I mean, she's an incredible person, a tremendous talent, a great asset. We've had her from day one, so that means we were smart enough to actually go out and get talent. And then they got stuck with me to fill in what she can't afford the value.
You sell yourself so short, though.
They're going to find somebody to do it better and cheaper, especially in the cheaper part.
You sell yourself too short, though. I mean, people need to know, and most of us do, you fish competitively. You were on the tour. You know these guys personally. And I love your individual interviews when you got them in the boat and you're talking about going from one quarter to the next. But you sell yourself too short, and we've talked about it before. Do you miss it? Or are you enjoying the heck out of what you're doing?
Man, I don't miss the travel. I don't miss the grind of a tournament season. I mean, I did it for like 24 years. I miss the guys, but now in the role that I'm in, I still get exposure to them. And with my other career, there's several of them that I'm helping. So I'm still very much tightly connected. And being a part owner of this project, that checks all the boxes. Me wanting to hook up the boat and go fish another tournament somewhere on a national level, don't miss it all. I love my little BFLs, my little one-day tournaments where I can go out there, and if I suck, I just ride back home, and I'm happy, and I'm sleeping in my own bed. If I do really well, I can hang out with the guys and maybe buy the steak dinner at the restaurant we're going to.
That's great.
I have no desire to get back out there and do that. I've checked that bucket list off, but this has really, really allowed me to stay connected to the industry, and it's ironic that you say that, and I'm not going to bore you with the story, but I can promise you, now when I tell people that I used to fish for a living, they look at me in utter amazement. Really? They don't even know. That's okay. I get it. I understand.
I know you told me a long time ago, you said a bass fisherman just a glorified truck driver, basically.
So. Well, we did, man. I fish for free, and so would the rest of us, but you're paying me to drive that truck, well, I'm going to go fish for free.
I miss it. I really do. I wished I could do it a few more years. I mean, I've just kind of hit a standstill here, and I miss it bad. I really do.
It's in your blood.
I've got a goal, though. I do have one goal. I want to make the Classic through the Federation. Now, y'all going to get hate mail on this one. Because I want to sit up on that stage and go, boys, it's absolutely the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. And whoever tells you it's a hard, it's a bold-faced liar. Go fish against Kevin 1264 or 12 days or 12 months out of the year, 365 days a year. I want to go through the Federation and go back to one more Classic. Whether it's easy or hard, I wouldn't mind doing that. That's kind of on a bucket list. But
wow.
I got a lot of things I need to check off before I'm going to go after that one.
The Classic is one that's – I've never fished the Classic. I fished the Bass Opens a couple of years ago trying to make it that away, you know, because they have – if you won one of them and you fished all three of them. And I skipped the second one. Then there I was doing really well up there on St. Clair. So I thought, boy, this is going to be great. I'm going to win this tournament and not get a chance to fish the Classic. But I don't think they do it anymore, do this, Marty. I think you have to pretty much fish through they got the
open. You got to either make it through the elites or you got to make it through the Federation.
That's right.
That's about the only two routes I've got now. And I get it and I understand it. That's why I'm going to go do it through the Federation, because I am not good enough to make it through the elites.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, how's your buddy Gerald doing? I know he's had some health issues. Is his back and legs and everything doing well?
Hey, physically, he's probably in the best shape he's been in. Mentally, he's still crazy as a Zuzu bug.
That's your fault. That was your roommate.
I've raised him for 17 years, and he passed every psych test we put him through with me cheating for him. And then he's sitting that little thing I shared with you. If you guys hadn't seen it, go on my website, www.stumble.com, and then he sent a Snapchat out the other day. He was in the deer stand, and so help me. It was about what to invest in. And then one of the companies he mentioned was Dollar General. It went 2% that day. And I'm like, I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I happened to see that. I told you I was going to send some money your way.
Doug, the funny thing is, the next day we had a luncheon for some of our high net worth clients, and our senior advisor of our group said, I'm going to play that video to start the day off. I'm like,
oh, gosh.
So help me God, we were in a country club setting with some of our most influential clients in the town, and that's how we start the meeting. So I can speak for 5 minutes and explain who he is in my relationship to him and what he is in that sport. Them people were about to wet their pants. True story. Half of them left the building and said, hey, now you going to throw us in that Dollar General?
Milk and bread, baby. Milk and bread.
He shut down my cell phone. I had over 100 texts within 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, well, tell us about your boy JT. How's he doing?
He's good. He's living, as we call it all the time, he's living the dream. He's playing for a D2 school here in North Carolina. He's an hour away from Mama's Cooking. You know the life of the D2 guys. Everyone's there. It's a sad story coming out of a D1 or a pissed off JUCO kid.
Yep.
It's going to be a good team. They're a little edgy. His hair's way too long, but his coach is going to take care of that. And I think he's going to have a good season. I think the team's going to have a great year.
Is he hungry again?
Yeah, he never lost a drive. I mean, even when he left the good state of Ohio, it was so funny because the last game he played up there, it was one of them win or do all games and chance to get in the conference tournament. And him and the coach hadn't been quite on the same page. And the last swing of the bat was a double off the wall.
Mm.
And when I got him that evening, I said, you knew that was your last at bat. He said, oh, yeah, I was pretty much done. But then they pitch run for him so the guy could come up to two innings later at the bottom of the ninth and pop up. That was so fitting, Dad. I was 2-for-4, and I'm the only guy on the team that had 2 hits because we only had 4 as a team. But it taught him something, Doug. I tell you, every failure, every setback he's had as an athlete it's made him hungry and it's made him tougher because, you know, it's not a perfect world. It's not an easy road, especially on the baseball side. So, man, he's 15 pounds heavier and he's swinging it better than he's ever swung. So I look for some good things for him. Good
well, deal. We got he's still on the radar up here, my friend. I'll tell you that. But I'm not going to let them forget about him. So well, I'd love to have you here.
I think in one more year, if he has a good year this year, he'll have a chance at some point in time to possibly play past college. He swings it too well. But he gets the last vote. You and I can't make that average get above 400.
That's right. Well, you wish him the very best for us. And, partner, I appreciate I know you're very busy. Keith and I love you to death. We're excited Absolutely. About Major League Fishing. We'll be watching. We'll have all of our folks up here checking it out. And I promise you.
You lie through your teeth. The only thing you're watching is to see how much more Shelly's going to show up.
Is that wrong?
It's dangerous, but it's not wrong.
Is it wrong to follow her on Twitter?
I'm like, I don't know. I mean, the rest of us do. You might as well jump in there, too.
You're the greatest, buddy. Hey, have a wonderful 2018, my friend, and we appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Marty.
Love you guys. Thanks for all y'all do. It's a pleasure and privilege to be on here. I'm waiting for my call next month.
You'll get it.
Okay, buddy.
All right, babe. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing here on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
So if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you on the water. So for Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing.
And if we can't catch you on the water, you can catch us on the podcast app on Apple iPhones or on Google Play. You can just subscribe to us there. Just search Big League Fishing on either of those apps and we'll pop up and you can subscribe to us and give us reviews. We always like reviews. 5 stars, of course.
5 stars.
We have made it to the big time.
We are podcasters.
Hey, welcome back to Big League Fishing. Marty Stone from Major League. Hey, that's pretty exciting about their show, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm telling you.
Man, I mean, you hear all that stuff that they got going on?
The January the 1st on the Outdoor Channel.
January the 1st?
The 6th. The 1st of January.
On Saturday.
On Saturday. A week from today.
So it'll be on, what, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock to 4. It's on again Sunday as well. But they started this coming weekend. All the fishing shows are on. I mean, they got their fishing show back on. You know how they play them all January, February, March.
Wish they'd hurry. Yeah, but, you know, I'm going to fantasy camp. You're going on a cruise. We're going to miss the first week of them.
I know. I got a DVR, though. I'll tape it.
Yeah, I will, too. I'll tape it, too. All right. It's cold.
It is very cold.
Talk to me. It's cold.
Yeah, maybe it's cold outside.
I mean, 30... It's getting up just not even to freezing.
Yeah, and I think
people are still are you ready for this? Had a friend, I can't mention his name, can't mention what he caught him on, had 20 smallmouth, had a 5, 6, and a 7.5.
I don't doubt it one bit.
He said it was nasty, and the nastier, he just boom, boom, catching fish.
Wow.
I know. Is that amazing?
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't surprise me. If you can bear it.
At Lake Cumberland.
Yeah, right now, if you can bear it, the water's probably still in the upper 40s. So, I mean, fishing's going to be good. It'll stay good. And hopefully this won't last very long. You know, it may balance out. And
what happened to that floating fly thing that was here around a couple of years ago?
There's still a few people do that. But it's a very good real cold water. Like it's in the low 40s, 42, 44. You know, the colder the water, that usually does better. You still catch fish on them, but the colder the water usually that does a lot better.
Right now, if you had a choice, jig or something like, say, I don't know, a Silver Buddy or a Jig and Spoon or something like that.
Right now, all three are great. You know, Silver Buddy works excellent. I don't use it enough. A Spoon, I don't do much at all. You can use drop shots right now the same way as you use a Jig and Spoon.
Yeah.
You know, get over top of your school's fish.
Fish pretty deep, probably 30, 35 feet.
Probably 30 deep? Foot. Yeah, I'd say they're probably 30. You can still catch them shallow, though. I mean,
I'd like to go, man. I'm
the same way. We've had a busy week with Christmas and then this busy weekend this weekend and leaving the next 2 weekends. So, and then you'll be gone.
I know.
So
Are we trying? We're not even trying to fish, are we? I know. It's ridiculous. You got any events coming up? Any fishing events that you know of?
No. We've just got some boat shows and what, you know, we got the Kentucky Sporting Boat Show on like the 1st of February. And then we got the one in Louisville. It'll be going on here in the next couple weeks.
And well, that's right.
Then now Pittsburgh Marine, they'll have their open house. And I think Anglers Outpost over in Nixville has an open house coming up. So there's lots of things to go to and get to stay in the groove with it.
Well, you know what I'm waiting on, which we haven't received yet? We talked to our buddy Keith Bryan mm-hmm. with Powell Rods. They got a new rod that's coming
Endurance
out.
Endurance Rods.
And we haven't got them yet.
No, but they're awesome.
And they're on the way. They're not even in stores yet. But they got a few that are in stores.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them.
Their spinning outfits I've seen in the stores. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen their bait casting yet, but they're on their way. And all indications for the money, they're just as good as – well, we love their Powell Rods anyway.
Yeah, let's try to get him on next week. That'd be
all
a good
right.
thing
yeah, and he can talk
on.
About it. It'd be
he
a good way to break it out.
Deal. Yeah, because they're great rods. I've told you that from the word go. Wesley Strader got me tied up with them about 2006 or 7 or 8, somewhere in there. And I had a couple, three of them. Remember, I threw one of them in Lake Cumberland. You was with me. I didn't throw it. It jumped out of the boat on me.
Well, I let them borrow one myself.
Yeah. Something about Lake Cumberland.
Josh, it's honest truth. He just caught a 5-pound smallmouth. We're excited. I was putting on a new bait. Got it rigged up. Threw the bait over the boat. Just down into the water. Probably didn't go down 3 or 4
feet.
Do
it all the time. Just pitch it over the
side
of the boat.
Yeah, you throw it over the side of the boat. And it went... So evidently, fish that came up that
followed
he caught
fish.
Followed him up, grabbed it, took
Gone.
It. I mean, it was. We both looked at each other like brand new rod and reel. I know. I got
gone.
Gone. Said like that. Hey, did any of you guys got New Year's resolutions?
Do I have a resolution?
You got one? You got any New Year's?
No, I never make resolutions.
No.
No.
Is there a reason? Is it because you never keep them?
I never keep them. So I.
Oh, how about you, Josh?
I try and get back in shape again.
Ooh. No, I mean something that's practical. You know, something that you get a chance to do.
I'm going to do that. I'm a
former football player.
Now you've got some fire under
now
you.
Now there so. It is. There
he,
is.
You know, he got married and he got lazy.
No.
He doesn't camp
I got
anymore.
Injured. I got injured.
What did you injure?
I have nerve injury all the way up down my right arm, all the way up to my neck.
Is it better now?
Night. Not really, but I'm working on it.
Oh, okay.
I need surgery.
Let's you and me. Let's hold each other accountable. I got 10 pounds to go. Let's shoot me hold each other accountable.
All right, let's do it.
So you're going to lose 10 pounds?
I'm going to lose 10. There's no doubt. I'm going to do it. Health reasons, which they haven't told me yet, but I'm sure it is. But just so I can wear some clothes that I really like to wear.
And button them up.
You know, it's terrible when you got a sport coat and they say, well, button that on TV. I don't think I can.
I won't be able to say anything. Hey, what's your old man gripe? You had an old man gripe. I want to hear it. Let's hear you.
All right. Are you ready for this?
All right. We've got 6 minutes. Six minutes.
You'll appreciate it. It might not be enough time. You'll appreciate this. I went to a high school basketball game the other night.
Okay.
And I love high school basketball. I love watching the kids compete. It's just something about it. It's exciting. So one of the local teams was playing another team. Well, the first game started, so they did the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody couldn't have been – teams were great. Frederick Douglass was there. They were mm-hmm. playing Beachwood. They looked wonderful. Stood at attention. Everybody was great. Fans were great. But there were 5 kids down on the front row, 3 guys and 2 girls. And they sat there and talked and texted the whole time, never got up, never paid attention, sat there and told jokes and laughed and never got up. And the disappointing part – is that they were athletes at a local high school.
Are you kidding me?
And I was ticked. And I was that close to going down there and saying something. But I knew it would have caused a big stink. But I just – it's ridiculous. Well, absolutely ridiculous. And I can't call the schools because they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a local school, and it burned me.
Well, as Buford T. Justice would say, there's a total lack of respect
for anything.
Yeah, just a total lack of respect.
And so I don't care how good their basketball team is this year. I don't care. If you go out, the coach wasn't with them. It was just 5 kids by themselves who had already played a game that day.
Mm-hmm.
I asked people who they were. They identified them. But I am ticked, and I hope somebody listening to this will call me and say, was it my kids or whose kids was it? Because I've already put it out on Twitter.
Have you really?
Yes, sir. I put it out, and I said, I am PO'd.
Well, yeah.
There's a lack of respect that's going on. I said, I knew I'd see it a bunch, but I never thought I'd see it from athletes in this town. And I should have known better. But it really ticked me off.
I don't blame you.
So that's my tick off
today. I feel the same
way with you. And, you know, the more I do with the military, the more I realize that these guys with, I got friends with no arms and no legs, and we're going to do a thing March the 2nd. Actually, it's going to honor all the local military veterans, and these kids ought to go over there, and, you know, a lot of people, well, you know, we talk about it enough, but it just really ticked off.
I understand. I understand. You got a good reason to be ticked off.
Well, you can guarantee that somebody from that school will find out, and I'm not going to say what school it is, but they best not call me anymore.
Ruffle your feathers.
They best not call me anymore for anything. I know that. So anyway, so that, and you
on with the show.
And you know what still ticks me off is people that won't thank you when you let them out or do something. Come on, people. Gee-many Christmas. I mean, surely you can let somebody come out and not just act like, put your phone down, put your cheeseburger down, and just thank somebody. That's
my
all.
Pet peeve.
Just
my
thank
pet.
Somebody. It's not that tough to do. And it's not just any certain age limit. I thought it was just Josh's group for a while, but it's really not. It's a little bit of everybody.
It's all y'all. It's you guys, too.
I know it is. I agree.
It's this town.
And the town never was like this, but it's got so big and it's got so many out-of-towners that have come in here to stay. They need to learn some manners. And it's their parents, too, need to teach them some manners.
Like me.
All right, well,
hey, let's get on with the resolution.
Let me get out. What can I gripe about here? All right, it's big league fishing. So that's my rant for the day. So anyway, so it's time to go fish. It's going to be like on Friday, like supposed to be 39 down south.
Yeah.
That'd be
we're
going to
have some up and down days. As long as it doesn't hit a prolonged stretch of, say, sub, you know, freezing. Like, we, you know, what's it been 8 or 10 days here we're supposed to have? It's below freezing, but, you know, it's not bad. I mean, it's been
It'll warm up when you leave and when I leave.
Exactly.
It'll warm up and be perfect.
Exactly.
Guys will be catching the heck
I've
out
gone,
of it.
I've gone. I mean, I would go this weekend if I could.
Oh,
I've been out there with and freezing. We were out there last time, blind freezing to our guides.
Yep.
But it's just part of it.
Well, if you change your mind one go today, I'll go.
Okay. I can't go. I'd love to. I'm working.
You working on Saturday?
No, I'm working on Friday. I cannot Saturday.
Oh.
Usually I'm off Fridays, but I was off Monday, so I have to work this
Give
Friday.
Me a prediction. Louisville, Kentucky basketball, what you got?
I've got Kentucky by 8.
All right. And Kentucky and Northwestern football?
I got Kentucky by 7.
Josh? Hold it. I'm writing this down because
I would have picked them by 14 if what's his name wasn't suspended for a game, but
KY by 8 and KY by 7. Josh?
Right. Kentucky by
basketball.
2.
In basketball?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's gonna be a close one, sadly.
Okay.
Shouldn't be, but it will be, in my opinion.
Okay.
Football. And then,
He wants to say that other
he
team.
He wants to say that other
team. Nah. Kentucky by 3.
Wow.
What's your thought? You're the one writing down.
Heck no, I don't have to now. Y'all done popped off, so I don't have to say a word now. I don't know. All right, folks, get out and fish because the weather is a little cool, but you got a chance to go out there and catch some. And who's going to be our musical guest today, Josh? What do you think? You got anything? We ain't letting you pick. Just trust me on that
one. Oh, my goodness.
I know. He'll come up with somebody we've never heard.
We've had the Oak Ridge boys, haven't
we? We've done about all of our favorites.
Yeah.
I don't know who we got left. We could do
Some oldies.
We could do some real oldies.
I like oldies.
Josh, what do you think? What do you like?
Like the Rascals. You like the Rascals?
Go ahead.
I'm just listening to you.
No,
guys.
Go ahead. Give me you got somebody in mind. Who would you pick? It's a new year. We're starting a new year. That means we need something with a little enthusiasm, something to really get people pumped and fired up about today's show.
Okay.
All right? That's your job.
All right.
I'm going to listen to it Saturday morning. You better have something to impress me.
I'm on it.
Or little Keith Douglas over there is going to – we're going to go get Keith Douglas and take him with us and keep him for a while.
Yeah. That ain't happening. You don't want to ruffle Papa Bear over here.
Don't get Papa. Well, you got a bad arm. We'll just hit you in your right arm.
Probably it'll work.
Oh, anyway. All right, folks. Look, we've run out of time. Thanks to Marty. Special thanks to Josh and Keith.
Happy New Year, buddy.
We're having a
very prosperous one.
You too. We're having a great time on the show. And if we happen to miss you on the radio, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for. Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Wonder what the outrageously energizing experience of Mountain Dew Kickstart is like? Well, it's like a combo of three awesome things. Dew, juice, and caffeine, rebooting your entire personal operating system.
Mountain Dew Kickstart is in position for consumption.
Prepare for Mountain Dew Kickstart assimilation.
Stand by for attitude conversion.
Engage reflexes for new activities.
Engaging reflexes.
All systems cleared for launch.
Initiate launch sequence.
Bring Mountain Dew Kickstart online in T-minus 3, 2, 1, mark.
Release the Mountain Dew Kickstart.
Mountain Dew Kickstart released.
Experiencing a charge of Mountain Dew Kickstart now.
Calculating charging effect.
Mountain Dew Kickstart operation successful.
Congratulations. You are now off the couch and out exploring the world.
Roger that.
Get charged up for what's coming next anytime, anywhere with Mountain Dew Kickstart. Available in 10 energizing flavors like mango lime, raspberry citrus, midnight grape, and orange citrus. Mountain Dew Kickstart. Fuel with flavor.
Hey, this is former Cincinnati Red Doug Flynn and my pro fishing buddy Keith Munson. Hey, Keith, it's the winter time, but if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse, if you want to stay warm, if you want to fish, if you want to hike, or if you want to shoot or hunt, they got everything in the world.
Everything, absolutely everything you need. From fishing, hunting, keeping your feet and your toes warm, your nose warm.
Hey, guys, that's important too.
Guys, you're what? Forgetting about camping.
Oh, that's right. We got the camper extraordinaire, Mr. Josh Hoffness.
That's true.
Who got suited up pretty good. Hey, Josh, can you camp in this type of weather?
Absolutely, if you go to Sportsman's Warehouse.
Wow. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's just tell you this. If you're looking for the very best in quality and everything you could absolutely want when it comes to fishing, hunting, or just recreation, go see our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse.